exercise change.
In your experience and from what you've seen others go through, what are some of the most common barriers that challenge our motivation to change? And what are your thoughts on how to manage these barriers? What gets in our way, essentially?
Again, you talk about a person's dynamics. I mean, if you're talking about somebody that's, well, for a start, work is a time barrier. Family is a time barrier. Money becomes a barrier in terms of equipment and travel to certain events. The earthquake's a barrier because the roads are buggered, and to, you know, to go and get some decent training grounds, we can't train around the hills anymore, so you've got to move. I mean, there's many, many barriers out there. I would say that, money.
How valid are those barriers?
Depends on what your goals are. If your goals are pretty small, then they're not barriers at all, really. Yeah. But the major obstacle that we've got is time. When you turn around to somebody and they say, I want to win the New Zealand Masters, Masters 1 Road Championship, and you say, well, how far is it? It's 130K, and you go, well, how much time have you got to train? Oh, I can train an hour a day. Hey, fella, you're not going to win the Masters 1 national title. It's not going to be a happening thing, because unless you can chuck in 4 or 5 hours on a Sunday and get up to 2.5 to 3 hours midweek on a ride, and plus be on the hills, you're never going to make it. So time, I think, is the biggest barrier for people.
So barriers are, I guess, you have to look at them according to what your goals are.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So what about, so you mentioned the common ones, time, money, work-life balance, stress maybe. What are some ideas to get around these barriers? You know, it could be from people just starting out, or those people that want to get to the next level.
When it comes to time, most people, if I'm trying to change them, I make them train in the morning because in the morning it impacts less on a family dynamic, it impacts less on work dynamic. So if they are truly motivated, they'll get out of bed at 6 o'clock and put in 2 hours training before they go to work, if that's what the requirement is. So it's just a matter of training. It's trying to work out what's best for that person. And I do. I train. And another guy who I train, he lives in Wellington. He catches a train to work. It's 109K. But on a Friday, he bikes home. So we get his big ride in on a Friday. So he rides home to wherever it is. And it's over two big mountain hill passes. I can't remember what ones they are, but Rimatuckers, I think. And so you do it that way. So it's just a matter of working out what exactly their, like you say, their commitments are, which are a barrier, and how to try and work out, well, how can we use that to still get you to achieve. You still got to be at work, but you still got to train as well. Can we work it together?
So once again, I guess it comes back to that importance to change. If that importance is high enough, then you'll get over the barriers, no matter what they are.
Yep, absolutely, yep.